and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm John Coffey, alongside with Matt Tritton. Also on hand, behind the scenes, helping out with the program tonight, sideline reporter Logan Weber, along with Bearcat Radio Network producer Jacob Blair. And Matt, we've got another good show on hand tonight. We'll be talking a little bit of volleyball with Amy Worth, who will be joining us here in just a little bit. Her team's off to a fantastic start. We also have the defensive line from the Bearcats here tonight as well. And we'll talk football with Rich Wright a little bit later during the show as well. But it should be a fun one here tonight.
Yeah, it should, and you mentioned volleyball, and winners of 8 of their first 9 matches and really off to a hot start, ranked 15th in the nation, the highest ranking ever in Northwest Missouri State history, so it's been fun to see the success, and Coach Worth continue to build that program up, and fun last night, too, a 5-set win over Missouri Western, the rivals, so that's always good, too. So, but no, it's a program that's really on the rise, looking very good, and they've got a big match coming up this weekend against Central Missouri, so that'll be one to watch for in Warrensburg, and then Bearcat football 2-0 on the season. Some adversity against Missouri Western, fight back and get that win, and then they come out and really own the second half against Washburn last Saturday, so they've been fun to watch. Now they have a road trip against Missouri Southern, who's kind of an interesting bunch. The Lions have been down for quite a few years, and the Bearcats have really owned them, especially in Joplin, winning 14 of 15 games there. But it's a little bit different. Jeff Sims, his first year as a head coach there at Missouri Southern, coming over from Garden City Community College, won a national championship there in 2016, and trying to bring in that winning culture into Missouri Southern here in his first year. So I think the Lions know they've got a tall task ahead of them, facing the number 7 team in the country, but it's also one the Bearcats obviously can't go in and take lightly, because Missouri Southern's looking for that signature win. So an interesting battle coming up this weekend for the Bearcats in Joplin.
Yeah, it's really still kind of hard to get a good read on what Missouri Southern has to offer. Still early in the season, they brought in so many transfers into the program that they could be very good. It could be a situation, too, where it's going to take them a little while to get their feet on the ground there, too, but it looks like they brought in some very good athletes, and you look at their quarterback position in particular, transfer in from Iowa State, and he was a guy a lot of SEC schools at one time were after him out of high school, so they've got the potential to put together a good team this year.
Yeah, well, you know, on top of the Garden City guys that already know Coach Sims and his system, like quite a few Division I guys like you mentioned, and then Jacob Park, that quarterback coming out of high school. It was Alabama and Georgia. He chose to go to Georgia, then after coaching change, kind of opened himself up and ended up back up at Iowa State, and 2017, played 4 games. He was the team captain, and for some personal reasons, stepped away from football and lands back at Missouri Southern 2 years later. So you're right, a 6'4", 225-pound quarterback. He looks the part, and he's played well for him here early on in the season. I think they probably do want to come out and run the football a little bit more. They've got some good performances out of Charles West, running back for him there. And Park even threw for over 300 yards back in the first game of the season. Of course, threw a couple interceptions with it, too. So I think they probably like to lean more toward the running game, but they've definitely got a signal caller there at Missouri Southern. It's a pretty formidable guy.
That'll be a 6 o'clock kickoff, and we'll have the broadcast on KXCV, KRNW, beginning at 5 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day on Saturday. Another team that'll be down in Joplin that day is the Bearcat Cross Country team, and on the men's side, ranked number 19 in the nation going into this weekend's action. First time they've been ranked since, I believe, 1997, and they're off to a very good start, and be down there running up against some pretty good competition this weekend down Joplin as well, and a meet hosted by Missouri Southern.
Yeah, this has to be really exciting for Brandon Masters and Nick Gibson, the coach for cross country there. You know, coming out in the Bearcat Open on the men's side, they win their home meet, their only home meet of the year, and they kind of had this one circled down the road of you're going to Joplin. This is where the MIAA meet actually is a little bit later on in the year, to get a feel for what this course is like, what to expect. But they also have some athletes that have come out and performed really well for them here early in the season. I think there's a lot of potential there for Northwest Missouri State in cross country. So it's exciting to watch, exciting to see where they go. So, you know, if you end up heading down for the football game a little bit early, go ahead, check out cross country. Hopefully they have a good showing there. Then head over and check out Hughes Stadium while Northwest Missouri State takes on Missouri Southern.
All right, we got a good show on hand tonight again. Reminder that support for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located near the Northwest Campus on the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fan wear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 660-582-2699. Again, when we come back, we'll be talking volleyball with the head coach of the Northwest volleyball team, Amy Worth. That's coming up right after this timeout. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on locations is online at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. Information on services or upcoming events is at facebook.com/Oak Point of Maryville.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, 660-241-5013 or on Facebook.
Today's game is supported by State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Well, thanks for tuning in to KXCV KRNW. Matt Tritt now being joined by the Northwest Missouri State Head Volleyball Coach Amy Worth here on the Bearcat Coaches Show from Carson Sports Grill. Coach, appreciate you coming in, chatting with us.
Thanks for having me.
It feels like it's been too long. It's the first show of the year. We just finally have you coming in.
Yeah, it is great to be on again, and I love coming in here and be able to have some talks with you guys and sharing some great food here at Carson's.
And I appreciate the insights, the philosophy that comes with talking with Coach Worth.
Yeah.
There's always a few of those that come throughout the
year.
You're right. So, you know, coming into this year, a great year last year, but you lose four impactful seniors.
Yep.
Northwest Missouri State's first All-American.
Yep.
So it's going to be a down year for Northwest, right? I mean, there's no way you can come out and duplicate results or even do better than the previous year. Obviously, though, 8-1, things are going pretty good.
Yeah, I think from the standpoint of, I talk about culture a lot, but one of the cool things about culture is it creates a next man mentality and next woman in our case. But I just have been really, excited about the results from our upperclassmen. I think our juniors are doing a fantastic job, and I think sometimes that junior year is a really hard year because you're trying to figure out, you're now an upperclassman, but you're new from that standpoint and leadership and how to balance it all. And I think they've done a really good job of taking it in stride. Hallie Sidney, one of our captains, has done a fantastic job leading by her actions. And I think that just next man mentality has been really fun to see, in our program.
Now, Hallie is second team all in my AA player last year. But personally, going into the year, and you're like, well, we lose Maddie Bruder.
Right.
How do we replace that? And did you expect anybody to push too hard to replace it to where maybe that success doesn't come as early as it has?
I don't know. I guess I just don't look at it. You can't replace Maddie Bruder. And so when I look at it from that perspective, I try to figure out how to make Hallie Sidney better. And then make her the best she can be. And so I just really take it down to a person-to-person level, and then I look at our other left sides and how can I make them better. And like I said, if you're trying to hunt down more Maddie Bruders, I think you're going to be disappointed from the standpoint it's just you're going to look for such a specific something, and no one's ever going to live up to that, maybe. And so from my standpoint, I just take the strengths of the players that we have and just try to improve them every single day, and I feel like that's a much better way of letting them be who they are and be true to themselves than to try to put them in a box and, you know, with Matty Bruder. So
Northwest Missouri State 8-1 on the season, picking up that first conference win last night against Missouri Western. The Bearcats ranked 15th in the nation, highest ranking in Bearcat history. Sure, something that, knowing you, you don't care, you're not looking at it at all, but in your eighth season at Northwest Missouri State as the head coach, this is kind of what you've been building toward, right, of early in the season of getting here and then just continuing on throughout conference play.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I took over the job, I don't think it was the top priority in my mind to be ranked a certain, you know, level. My whole entire priority was to build the culture the right way and to do it the right way with developing people. And I always say, what drives that? Winning. And so this is just the product of all of that. And how have we gotten here? And so anytime I feel overwhelmed by anything with just people talking about being ranked and all the things that go back to it, I always think about, how do we get here and what do we do every day in practice? And so when I think you take it back to that level, that's a little bit more comfort for me, because I feel like I can control those things. And really for us, it's nice to be acknowledged, because if it, you know, you're ranked in the ABCA, that's not ranked in the region, you know, it's not associated with that, but it's based on the coach voting for that. And so it's nice to be acknowledged, to be respected by other coaches, that they see what you're doing in your work. But ultimately, it doesn't get you into regionals. Ultimately, it doesn't get you into the postseason. What that is really, you know, determined by is what you do on the court, in regionals and within the conference. So for us, I think it's just really important to keep our heads down and keep continuing to work, because we have a ton of goals in front of us that we're just scratching the surface of. And so I'm more interested in where we're going to be ranked at the end of the season than I am right now.
You said early on in that about building better people, molding the women you have into being better leaders going down the road. Yep. It feels like most of the Northwest coaches we talked to mentioned similar stuff. Where does that come from? Is that just a cultural mindset here?
I don't know that we ever really talk about it at Northwest as coaching staff. Clearly, I can pop into anybody's office and sit and have a culture, you know, conversation if I want. I think the family feel is definitely felt up in the administration and amongst the coaching staff. But really what it came down to for me is when I was having my college experience at Graceland, my coach developed me, and he really put a lot of time into who we were as people. And yes, we were successful there. We won conference championships, but it wasn't really ever about those things to him. And so I guess naturally I just passed that on. And when I think back at the early years of my coaching career, and I'm trying to figure out how to do this because I'd never changed a program around, and I wanted to do what was comfortable with me and who I was as a person and as a leader. And so what I think you get out of this whole entire thing is it's authentic to who I am as a leader. I'm not trying to be anybody else. I'm not trying to be any other coach at Northwest. I'm just trying to do what I feel is right for me and my leadership style. And it's been fun to see, you know, being authentic to who you are and what you feel like is the right moves, and trusting your gut that this is where we are. So I think that's really fun. And I also think it's attributed to, you know, the relationship that Elaine and I, my associate head coach, have really developed over the time frame we've both been here. The whole entire time we've done that together, and it's just a celebration of that too.
Well, the Bearcats off to a great start, 8-1 so far on the season. We're talking with Amy Wirth, the head volleyball coach at Northwest Missouri State. Early on in the season, 3-0 against ranked teams, some stiff competition you faced so far throughout the non-conference schedule. Is that kind of by design of let's go ahead and challenge everybody early?
Yes and no. Sometimes, you know, you are in control of that preseason scheduling of what you want to do. Sometimes it's about who you want to play that's regionally within your area. You don't have to spend a bunch of money traveling really far, putting the miles on your players. So it kind of shakes out with who's hosting and who's not, and you kind of pick, you know, from that standpoint. At least that's our perspective. And so I don't necessarily go about it saying, hey, we need to challenge our players. Oh, these teams were there. This is the lineup, and this is what I'm going to choose. I think bigger than anything else is just we've put these game plans in front of our players. Our coaching staff does a great job of grabbing any film you can in preseason. It's tough because it's not mandated. You don't have to put it on any website, and they scout the heck out of them. And we just focus on the process of doing our game plan. We don't really know too much about the other opponent because it's so early in the season, you don't know anything. So really it's just you and your game plan, and I feel like our girls have just really focused in on that and done a great job of just executing it better than the other team.
Last three matches, all going all five sets. You won two of those. The only one you lose coming to Drury, which is in Springfield, so basically a home match there.
Right.
Do you like the early fight of taking the distance and seeing what you have?
Yeah, I just, the resiliency of this team is really fun to see. As we know, volleyball is very dramatic sport. You can be up, and then all of a sudden the momentum turns, and as you saw last night, we're up 2-0 and really doing a nice job, and then tipping point right there in the third at the end and couldn't get back underneath ourselves in the fourth. But that's a lot of stuff that just happened in a short period of time for them to be able to say, nope, I'm going to listen, we're going to refocus ourselves and do the game plan in that fifth set. It just shows tremendous poise and people stepping up. And you look at what happened down at Drury at that tournament, we lose five setter to Drury in a by 2 points, extra points, 16-14, and we played one match later. Truman went five with them again and pulled it out. And so just the word that we used for our players this week on Monday was just how resilient we're showing. I just think it's the group of girls that are there. That's just who they are. And so every year it's different, and it's fun to see their personalities and to push them to let those personalities really be true, like what comes out of them. And it's just been fun to be able to know, like walking in, they're going to refocus and we're going to get this done. I haven't had a question about where they are mentally when we really go into those fifth sets. They're ready to go. So it's just fun to coach them. And just like I said, the resiliency has been, I think, something that will definitely help us later on in the season. We can draw back on it and be able to have something that the confidence will help us.
Yeah, important to gut those out early in the season. And,
yep.
And as you move on now, a tough one coming up on the road at
right.
Central Missouri, 12th ranked in the country. Early on last year, at home, sweep them, but tough time those next couple matches. This will be kind of a revenge match, if you will.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, Central and us have, we called this week rival week. One, you know, you got Mo West, and that's a clear rival, but we've really kind of set this up with UCM the last 3 or 4 years. I think I was reading on their website that, you know, we've been taking matches away from them, you know, when it comes to that piece the last four seasons or three seasons. And so it's just been really fun. The matchup has always been good from our standpoint. He coaches a similar style that I do. And you just never know from the standpoint of what's going to happen, just based on how evenly matched we tend to be. And it's just a fun atmosphere to be down there because we do have a lot of Kansas City kids on our team, and we tend to get a little bit rowdy there. And so we really embrace playing at the Multi and just being down there. I won a state championship in high school there, so I've always loved the Multi when it came to just memories of, you know, when I was in high school. So I know our girls are going to be ready to step in there and get some stuff done.
Picking up that road win, they'll give you goosebumps.
I know, right?
That'll be good.
Right?
The Bearcats playing in Warrensburg coming up this Saturday, number 12 Central Missouri against number 15 at Northwest Missouri State. Coach, we appreciate you coming. We'll do it again soon sometime, okay?
Thank you so much.
Amy Worth, Northwest Missouri State head volleyball coach. The Bearcats 8-1 taking on the Jennies coming up this weekend. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll be joined by the Northwest Missouri State defensive line here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from United Electric Cooperative, who is committed to serving Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa residents with reliable and affordable power. For all electrical services, UECI.COOP.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131 or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome into the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Matt Tritt now being joined with the Northwest Missouri State starting defensive lineman. Guys, appreciate you coming in. Go ahead. And we have Spencer Phillips, Zach Howard, Mike Elke, and Sam Roberts. It's probably good to come in. And so many fans here just for Northwest Missouri State defensive line. It has to feel great, doesn't it, guys? I mean, just taking it all in.
Oh, yeah, tons of support.
Gotta love it. This is what we all come out for. Well, historically, Northwest Missouri State's been pretty good across the defensive line. We've had a lot of good guys come through. Dave Tolson making a name for himself in the NFL. Matt Longacre playing in the NFL right now in the Super Bowl last year with the Rams. What's it like coming in, knowing the expectations of not only are you Coach Wright's group, but also the fact that so many good guys have come through?
Oh, I mean, that's why we come here. From the moment you get recruited, I mean, Coach Wright says that you come here to be elite in everything that you do. You want to have that opportunity to become the best that you can become and play for the, you know, best defense in the nation year in and year out. So, you know, looking up to those guys, knowing the greatness that comes from, you know, David Tolson and Matt Longacre, but even Cass Weidel and Colin Bevins, and knowing those guys and how great they were, it's, you know, pushes you every day to strive and become, you know, one of those names someday. So.
Well, and Sam, whenever you look at it, obviously what those guys do and getting to the NFL, and a lot of it is it's stats-based. When you look back at it, you have to put up the numbers to catch the eyes of certain guys. But at the same time, this group collectively over the years felt like it's been so unselfish of, you know, stick to your role, do your 111th, and it always comes through. Can you talk about what that's kind of like, being a part of this group and seeing that success year in, year out?
Seeing those guys, we're definitely always striving and chasing behind them, trying to reach where they've been and try to get where they've gone. And we preach just doing your job, and doing your job is just all works together so we all have success.
But it feels pretty good to get that sack, right?
Yeah, but it's a group effort. It's a group effort for sure.
Good answer. So in early on, this was just because the ones I happen to catch, if I'm looking down, looking up, and I see it, Zach's the only one I've seen step up with the dance, like,
oh my gosh,
specifically framing it for the home sideline. The little truffle shuffle, is that what you call it? There you go.
Yeah.
Thank goodness we've got the cameras in here that catch that one. I assume you other guys have something you kind of hang your head on, right?
Yeah. He's the only one with the gut, though.
he's crazy right there. We can't touch that anymore. He's got that.
But you have a go-to move, right, Spencer?
It's a lot of in-the-moment kind of thing,
yeah,
for me.
Sure.
It's like, I don't know what I'm feeling.
What's Coach Wright doing here?
Oh, that's a snake
sign.
What is the snake?
Betrayal.
Yeah, it's like a betrayal thing.
When you backstab one of your teammates.
What's that?
So when you backstab one of your teammates, you call the snake.
Okay, I had a note for
it's
another
like
one over here, too.
When you throw somebody else under the bus,
throw
you
get some shade.
Snake and, yeah.
Throw some shade.
So what's the crap?
It's the same thing.
The snake and the crap.
Yeah,
the same.
Yep.
Who gets it?
That's true. Very personal. Feelings get hurt, and then the crap comes out.
Who gets it the most?
Chip.
Chip. Chip gets it
Chip.
A lot.
Gosh,
he gets it
dang.
Back. Some chips, Zach. Zach's...
Spencer gets hurt the most. He definitely gets hurt.
I get a lot of personal shade thrown at me.
Definitely.
But do you have it coming?
I don't know. I think it's just going to be easy. I'm an easy target. Miles Scott is the king of deflection, and he will throw shade at anybody as long as it means it's not at him.
Yeah.
For sure. 100%.
Do you get a little bit more because... As you get a little bit older, the receding hairline comes around.
Oh.
I've heard that's a thing that comes around.
You know what? I think it's five being here for my fifth year. I mean, that's just kind of what happens. In and out of meetings, your hair just starts to go.
This is fuel for Saturday. Just bottle this up and hang on to it.
Yeah.
And so if you're battling that, and obviously the meetings kind of put you through it, there's a lot of stress that goes into it. What's Mike doing?
He's the smart one. He's let it grow out so you can't see the receipt.
You can't see the
bald spot coming to the back. He just puts it up in a ponytail. And
I
you can't
have enough hair
it.
For the both of us. That's what it is.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I look to him.
How long have you been growing this?
Since freshman year, February.
Freshman year. Yeah. It's impressive.
Yeah, it saved me a bundle on haircuts.
I could imagine. Have you considered going the route of Tanner Owen? We had him on last week, and the mole looks pretty good.
It does.
No, I haven't considered that. I'm not going to do that. That's a no for me.
We need some certain incentives to make it happen.
At least before he cut it all the way, you have to at least go a week with an awesome mullet.
I think you should.
You might as well.
We'll see.
It's
maybe,
there.
Maybe you can talk
it's there.
It.
You can cut into a beautiful mullet.
Mullet and just straight mustache and just grow.
Oh, yeah. That'd be the dirtiest combo I could think of.
That says mean defensive lineman. You're listening to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We have the Northwest Missouri State starting defensive lineman here with us. Mike Elke, Spencer Phillips, Zach Howard, and Sam Roberts. Best athletes on the field. 11-on-11 football. Has to be the defensive line, right?
Of course.
I mean, just the shape you guys have to be in to get after and go against the offensive line, but then to actually to rush the quarterback, to chase down a running back. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it, isn't it?
Hey, best looking, too.
And the best looking, of course.
We have to push every single snap. Like, you look at a DB who they run every now and then, but we are hands-on pushing every single snap.
Well, if they have a wide receiver that takes a play off or cross from them, they can just kind of take a step back and just take the play off, right?
Exactly.
Who's the best athlete of the defensive linemen?
Not me.
All have our different qualities.
Yeah.
We all have our different things.
Everybody's special
in their own way. I'm average.
Why do you think the same? Why do you think you're average?
I don't know. I'm just an average guy. I'm 6'5". Just average.
Are you saying you're average in the fact that you're just a normal guy walking down the street? Like, everybody's 6'5".
Yes. Every day. Every day I see people 6'5 looking like me. So, I'm just average.
You also have bigger shins than most of us, though, right?
Oh.
You're a tall guy.
The shins? The shins are out?
Oh, God. Oh, God. I mean, yours is just a little... Everyone else is just shorter than mine, you know? Everyone's just a little bit below.
Is that a crap thing too?
It's crap thing.
Where does that come from?
Your notes? Who's throwing us all under the bus?
I've collected these. This is just good homework, you know?
He has these soccer socks that are supposed to go to the mid thigh on a normal person. They don't even get to his knee.
Oh, God. Oh, they go way over my knees. They go way over my knees.
That just comes with being 6'5", isn't it? On-field discussions. What do we have? What's a typical discussion between defensive linemen between plays?
Depends on how tired you are.
It depends on who it is.
Yeah. Spencer, it's more like...
100%.
100%. Is it because of a mouthpiece or he just can't enunciate?
He just doesn't think of words sometimes.
He gets excited.
He gets too excited.
Sam's funny, though. Sam won't say a word, and then... Like, hey, Sam, you want a twist? You want a twist? And he goes... Sure.
I'm definitely the calmest one out there.
Just easy going.
Me and Spencer are complete opposites.
Spencer, you're a little more uptight?
I don't know. I just get excited. And I start yelling everything I see, talking everything I see. But then something will happen. Like, we'll give up a play or something, and we'll get screamed at. Sam will walk out the field. It wasn't me, no matter what. And then we'll go back to film, and we'll watch it, and Sam's like, oh, yep, that was me. I'll never forget the Washburn game 2 years ago of that.
Oh, God.
That was hilarious.
That's a snake move right there. That's a prime example of being a crab or a snake.
No, same. You blame it on other people.
I didn't say anything. I didn't know what happened.
So what was the play? Take us through it.
It was I was playing inside tackle, and there was a down block by the offensive tackle, and I had the guard tackle blocked down on me, and I got washed a little bit. And
The ball hit right in my gap. And I didn't know what happened. And I just walked out the field, and I was just like, I don't know what happened. And he's screaming, going 100 miles an hour, and I'm just like, I don't know. And then it just we watched film, and it was my fault. But I didn't say it wasn't my fault. I didn't know.
When Spencer's yelling and coming after a play like that, what's Coach Wright's reaction?
He yells right back at me and tells me to shut up. Take a deep breath and sit down.
You can't get your word in with this man.
What's the trash talk like on the defensive line? Who's the best at it?
I don't think we trash talk.
The worst is definitely him.
The guy that says it's not happening at all.
Yeah.
When do I trash talk?
That's not very good, but you attempt sometimes.
Yeah. I don't know. We don't talk a lot until someone else talks first.
Conversation.
That's
one
thing I do notice. The other team starts nodding. We kind of look at each other and like, is he really talking to us? And then later in the game, we get our word in. So
it's always the first quarter or so whenever they're doing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much of it is a linebacker or defensive back is talking behind you and using you as a personal shield?
Andy Hessler all the time.
Andy Hessler
will come and run his mouth and then put his hand on your back.
Snake coming out. Just slowly nudge you forward to where you're kind of in the between, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's a smart move on his part. I think he has the right thing going there. Zach, tell us a story about the nickname Chip. Where does that come from?
Oh, this is a fake, or half of this tooth is fake. So, basically, it was last year, week two, week three, maybe. We had one of our walk-ons got a scholarship named Giovanni Guido. And we had already popped our pads, and they had a little scrimmage between the freshmen. And so I didn't have my helmet on, and he got the scholarship in mid-play. Coach kind of blew the whistle, said, look at the ball, and on the ball is written, you know, Giovanni Guido, you've been awarded that scholarship. So I ran out, and we're all jumping up and down, and I jumped up, and as I was coming down, he jumped up, he had his helmet on, and my tooth just kind of popped off, and I tried to catch it, and then it was gone. So.
Just a freak accident, right?
Yeah.
Of all the injuries you're going to have in football, that's where it comes from.
Yep, celebrating.
Nickname is stuck. Yeah. Chip.
It's worked out for you.
Little Chip.
Does he have the best dance moves after a sack?
No.
Anything. What were you guys doing on Monday in practice?
In a dance
That was just,
right?
That was bad.
I
think he was just thrown under the bus. He was the kind of it right there, and everybody saw him, and He had no hope.
You
no
guys
chance.
Didn't jump in with anything?
That was a crab. That was definitely a crab.
Well, that and the receiver that he was dancing against did a backflip, so you're kind of...
That's tough to beat.
Yeah.
But you guys aren't going to tell me that you're not going to come back after the road trip in Joplin and do a little dancing or find something like that?
We're going to game plan a little better. Put someone else out on there, on the field, and dance against someone.
True, we need to have...
I don't think I'm the dancer of the group, so...
I feel like Mike... would have some pretty eclectic moves, right?
I see you think that.
I would love to see those moves, Mike.
Driving to Joplin this weekend, what's the best road trip in the MIAA?
What is the best road trip?
Kearney has the water slide.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Going to Kearney at the hotel, they have an amazing water slide.
Yeah.
So coaches let you guys get in the pool?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Marco Polo. We have to get in the pool. It's important.
Yeah. Marco Polo. We have to play a game. It's just kind of how it's always been. Like, when we go on road trips, we look to, like, have fun with it. Like, that's our getaway from everything mm-hmm. else. We're with our teammates, our brother, our family. Like, we're having fun. And that's what I love about it.
Is it looser than a home game?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, easily.
Yeah. We have our routines. Me and Geesey get a... tub of ice cream every Friday night. Finish that. Coach Wright makes fun of us for being fat. We go on with
that's
our lives.
How you be an interior defensive lineman is you knock off a tub of ice cream, right? I asked the guys last week, you guys are watching football, the previous championship games on the road trips this year, but if there was a go-to movie, what's the defensive line movie if you guys are getting together?
We had a movie?
You guys aren't throwing in Road Trip, The Hangover.
Oh, I don't know. Division III Football's Finest is a classic.
That is a good movie.
They took that off Netflix and it's kind of been sad ever since, but that was a classic.
Who's most likely to go to a buffet anywhere, coach's house or a buffet at a restaurant, and just demolish it?
Don't play
first one in line.
Now you're asking Snake questions. You're asking us to throw
each other.
Yeah.
Instigators.
Geese kind of make us. Yes, Jacob Geese.
Or me.
Yeah, him or Chip. Probably the kings at the buffets.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Well, chance to go 3-0 this week, taking on Missouri Southern. Feel pretty good coming back from a win, right? Good win at Missouri West, and you come home, and you guys really a great second half, a good overall against Washburn. A chance to really kind of hit that stride and keep things rolling this weekend.
Yes, sir. Appreciate
it. All right.
Looking forward to it.
Appreciate you guys coming on. We'll do this again sometime, okay?
Thank you.
No snakes and no crabs the rest of this week, okay?
Yes, sir.
No Northwest promises. Missouri State defensive line joining us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Mike Elke, Spencer Phillips, Zach Howard, and Sam Roberts. Guys, appreciate the time. We'll take a time out when we come back. John Coffey will chat with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services at 660-562-0300.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging is at MazingoLake.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on locations is online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we are broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. And Rich, that's a pretty tough act to follow there, isn't it?
No doubt. Those guys were great. They're a lot of fun. Obviously, I coached the D-line, and, you know, I enjoyed being around those guys, and they, they keep me young.
I imagine that there's when you look at, like, the offensive line, defensive line, and some certain positions where the guys are just maybe a little more, there's a tight group among those people that play those positions there.
Yeah, there is, and, you know, I don't think any of these guys know it, but, you know, some of my favorite memories is having those guys in my house, you know, having those guys in the morning at 6:30. I can remember when my daughter first got her ears pierced, and I know nothing about that, and I had a D lineman. She couldn't get her ear piercing in, and one of my D linemen helped her out. And it's just, you know, I can remember Kobe Lamb coming every year at our house. Usually, you guys remember Kobe, who would bring the donuts. You know, usually once a year, he'd stop in at 6:30 in the morning. He's one of the neighbors in my neighborhood. There's 35 cars at my house at 6:30 in the morning, and you know, he would do that. And they're just a really special group to me.
Any other stories that weren't brought out during a Matt's interview with him that folks might need to know about?
Oh my gosh, there's a ton of them. You know, but not right off the top of my head. I thought Sam deviated really well. He deflected. He did a great miles on the whole shins thing. If you were to stand up, you know, like, so Sam and Mike are pretty similar in height. But if you take a look at the length of their shins, it's not even close. Chip was bouncing up and down like a pogo stick when Giovanni got his scholarship and he got hit. And he, you know, it just stuck. Today we were at meetings, and I turned around and I'm like, Zach, what are you doing? And Zach is staring at the video screen. I'm like looking at him. And they'll tell you I have a death stare when I'm not happy about something. And I'm looking directly at Zach Howard, and I'm like, you know, what were you thinking? And he just keeps looking, and he keeps looking, and I'm like, Zach? And he goes, Coach, nobody's called me Zach in the last year and a half. I don't even know how to respond. He goes, I thought you were talking to Zach Pierce. So,
I imagine the games are fun and everything, but it's everything that surrounds the sport and things where you're with these kids, you know, every day, really through the entire fall, that where you get to know them, and some of that's really what makes coaching worthwhile, isn't it?
It is. You know, these guys are my family. You know, I can remember every single one of them on their recruiting visit. I remember, you know, it's just I'm looking at each one of them, and I remember the recruiting visits, and I remember what they were like, and I remember, you know, just it's fun to watch them grow and develop. And you know, I've got 5 years with most of these kids, and it's a really special time in my life. I, you know, hopefully by the time they leave, I yell at them a lot, but hopefully they all feel like they're my sons, because that's how I feel about them.
And really, even after they leave, they're still part of the family, I know for them. But again, even after they leave the program as players, they're still an active part of the family. I know, for you see all these guys keep coming back year after year, and the family just keeps growing for you.
They do. I mean, I get weekly calls from Dave Tollefson. You know, Dave was done in 2005. Matt Longacre, Brandon Yost, Cass Weidel. You know, Cass is gonna Cass and his wife are gonna have a baby this year. The weddings, you know, just all the things that you do with these guys. You share a pretty special time of their life with them, so it's great to continue the relationship beyond Northwest.
Let's talk a little bit about the Washburn win this past Saturday, and one of those games where it just seemed like as the game went along, you were able to wear down Washburn a little bit. It just seemed like just the way the conditioning for this team really paid off in that second half.
You know, I think Joe Quinlan, you got to thank him. He does a great job, and, you know, our kids and their mental toughness and how they're made up. You know, we didn't play as well as we wanted to in the first half, but we came out and took control of the second half. It was 24-3 in the second half, and you know, I felt like our conditioning and our athleticism showed up. And you know, I was proud of these guys up front. You know, we rushed basically with four all day. They were able to get good pressure on the quarterback. We knocked him down several times, knocked him out of the game twice. And, you know, that's something, if we're going to do what we want to do, we have to trend towards moving forward.
And that's something that, as the game goes on, just takes its toll on a quarterback if he's continually hit throughout a game.
That's what we're trying to do. We're not trying to sack him, believe it or not. We don't have a sack goal week in and week out. Our goal is to hit him and get at his feet and disrupt him. We want to reset his clock. And, you know, the thing that we try to do is make him throw at a count sooner than he wants to. And when we're playing our game defensively, if we're rerouting at the line of scrimmage, you know, we have a better chance to impact the game.
One thing that's fun about watching the game of football, too, a lot of times, is it's kind of like a chess game out there where you have to make adjustments to what the other team's doing. And I thought just some of the adjustments that Northwest made throughout that game paid a huge difference in the second half as well.
Yeah, honestly, on both sides. I mean, I felt like our offense, you know, they were loading up the box to the run, and, you know, we did a nice job of deviating off on the passing game, and Braden distributed the ball really well. Defensively, we were able to make some adjustments, you know, both in the back end and the front end. You know, Spencer's probably the most in tune of the front four as far as getting calls and figuring out what we're doing. You know, if we can figure out which way the offensive line is sliding the protection, it definitely helps us. And so once you do that, you can accentuate your pass rush games. And once we got a beat on that, we did a pretty good job.
On the offensive side, really got a lot of different people involved in the offense Saturday.
We did. You know, it's like I said, Braden distributed the ball really well. I thought he played one of his better games. You know, there were a lot of people asking questions after week one when he only attempted 19 passes. But we've got to take what the defense has given you, too. And in week one, especially early, we were able to accentuate our running game, and then you know, week two we threw the ball around quite a bit, and then late, you know, we ran the ball with Justin and Isaiah, and those two kids are just phenomenal football players, and you know, it takes one block to get them loose.
After 2 weeks in now, what do you see as some of the biggest areas that this team has shown improvement in as you get ready for week three now?
I like the multiplicity of what we're doing on offense. You know, we've got to continue to try and expand that. Using a lot of weapons in a lot of different places. You know, defensively, it was good to see from week one to week two the pass rush start to impose its will, as we like to say. You know, we got to continue to shore up our back end. You know, our coverage teams have to be better. I was really happy with our special teams between week one and week two. Kickoff was a big issue for us. Gave Missouri Western a lot of field position. Week two was the total flip of that. You know, the best field position Washburn had in that football game was the 30-yard line. So felt like we shored that up. You know, so that's kind of where we're at.
Let's go to a couple questions from the audience here that before the show started, had a few that were written out. And one deals with recruiting. And this comes from Donna. He wants to know, do you, as far as the way you recruit, do you go have a lot of scouts at the high school games, or do you depend a lot on video with that?
We do a little bit of both. It kind of depends on, you know, where we're recruiting. If it's in the state of Missouri, we try and get out and put boots in the ground. If the kid is, you know, if it's further away, we have to rely more on film. But we do a combination of both.
And as far as Sue asked, what's the most difficult task that you face? And maybe just from week to week, might just talk about that.
You know, I think it's just mitigating the injuries that you have as the season goes along. You have different people that that are out. We had some challenges this week and different guys that we have to put in and take out. You have to change formations if it's on offense or defensively, trying to protect different people. And so that's probably the biggest challenge for me.
Sue also has another question. We might expand this just a little bit, but first, just wants to know when you're leaving for Joplin.
We are headed out tomorrow. I think we depart at 3:30. We're going to Arthur Bryant's if anybody wants to go. We head to Arthur Bryant's tomorrow. We'll eat at 5 o'clock. We've got practice. What time we start practice, guys? 1:50? Right around in there? 2:50 we finish up, and then we're headed out on the road.
And might just expand on this as far as the philosophy with traveling and some of the things. Obviously, distance plays a large role in maybe your travel plans, but what are some of the main things you want to do when you set out the agenda to travel from week to week?
Well, again, I'm superstitious, so we went down to Central Oklahoma. It didn't play worth a darn, so I don't do anything like the way we did it at Central Oklahoma. We, you know, so for example, we talk a lot about this. So we're going to practice at Northwest. We're going to get done, head out, get on the road. I try and give those guys a couple hours of free time. And so from 6:30 to 8:30, those guys are free. And then one of the things that we're doing is we're watching, you know, I think it's so important that when you have the tradition that we do at Northwest Missouri State, we've played in 10 national championship games. And so we're watching each of the 10 national championship games, wins and losses during the season. So tomorrow night we'll watch the 99. And I don't think these guys want to watch 5 hours worth of football. So we're going to start late in the fourth quarter and go through the overtimes. Try and go to bed. We're going to let them sleep in a little bit in the morning, get up, grab some breakfast, have our meetings, and then get on the bus. The tough thing is we're staying in Gardner, Kansas. Reason why I did that is when you play a night game on the road, it can be kind of difficult because you have to check out of your rooms. And so a year ago against Central Oklahoma, we sat in the common area at the hotel at noon and had to wait till 4 o'clock to go to the stadium. So staying in Gardner, the advantage there is we have the ability to eat, meet, do that stuff, get on the bus, drive a couple hours, and then once we get there, it's like Groundhog Day. 2.5 hours before kickoff, those guys know how to treat that, and away we go.
All right, again, we are talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Rich Wright. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the Missouri Southern matchup that's coming up right after this timeout as we're broadcasting live from Carson's in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler are proud supporters of Bearcat Athletics and the quality culture that is Northwest Missouri State University. More information on the Compass Dental Group is online at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live this evening. And Rich, before we talk about Missouri Southern, we have a great crowd on hand tonight for the show, but as we look around, there's one person that's missing today.
Yeah, it is. I was just talking to you about it when we were in commercial break, and it's there's a friendly table that I always see every week, and to not have Bob Severson here and with us tonight, he was such a loyal person to me. I've known him since 1995 when I was a graduate assistant here, and he just embodies what being a Bearcat's all about. And so while I appreciate the people that are here, you know, I can't help but feel a little sad not to see Bob sitting there, because that was always a friendly face and a smile that that meant an awful lot to me.
Yeah, I don't think Bob ever met a stranger.
No, absolutely not. You know, he was, you know, and he was so great. He spent half of his year in Florida, and he would send me newspaper clippings of all the kids in the Tampa Bay area, just in case I needed a little help recruiting. And you know, he'd send me emails all the time. He was just a really special man.
As we look at Missouri Southern, a team coming in with a 1-1 record, a new head coach, and a lot of transfers coming into the program. Just from what you've seen out of this team right now, what are you seeing out of Southern that might be different from past years?
Well, transfers might be the understatement of the year. They finished with 26 guys on the roster at the end of the spring, and they've brought in over 60 transfers between Division One and the JUCO ranks. Their starting quarterback is started at Iowa State 2 years ago. They've got a transfer receiver from Virginia Tech. They've got several kids from Garden City. So from an athletic standpoint, they have athleticism on both sides of the ball.
As far as what they've been, how hard is it when you bring in that many new players into a system, get them acclimated quickly into what you want to do? Although I know you have several from Garden City that he brought with him, that's got to help in that respect.
There's definitely a learning curve there, and that's shown up a little bit at different times. You know, but as the season goes, they should continue to get better. So, you know, we just have to be ready to play.
What are some of the keys to the game as far as what you want to accomplish in this matchup?
Well, it starts with those kids that finally got to eat something. I want to make sure that they rush the passer all night. Feel like we're pretty good against the run, but they've got to go be able to hunt with four. Offensive line, we got to be able to establish a line of scrimmage. They're going to play a 3-4 front. They blitz a lot. You know, we're going to have to do a good job of getting our running game going, track blocking up front, and, you know, making some seams for our backs, because if they can get to level two, they can hurt you.
All right. Well, Rich, thanks a lot for being with us on the show, and good luck this weekend.
Have a great one.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Rich Wright. We'll be back and have more for you from Carson's right after this timeout.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from United Services, offering residents throughout Northwest Missouri amenities including high-speed internet, television, and phone services. For more information on products and availability, unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MarryvilleSmiles.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Again, broadcasting live on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're joined by Matt Trenton. And Matt, busy weekend coming up for fall athletics. We talked about Bearcat football down in Joplin, cross country down there as well. The volleyball team, a big matchup in Warrensburg with Central Missouri. That ought to be a lot of fun in Warrensburg on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, that'd be a great win for Coach Worth and her club to go to Warrensburg and pick up a win and knock off a 12th ranked team in the nation to go 2-0 in conference play, and they've had a fantastic start to the year. So that is a big match. You're exactly right. You talk cross country, and that's where the MIAA meet is a little bit later on. So a good chance to get a feel for that course. Of course, the Bearcats football team trying to move to 3-0 as they also take on Missouri Southern. Then, you know, you think soccer is back home against Central Missouri on Friday and then at Missouri Western on Sunday. So not too far of a road trip, but a couple big games coming up for them. And then the men's tennis team taking in the Drake Invitational as well coming up tomorrow. So it's a big-time competition there for Coach Rosie's bunch.
Yeah, no doubt about that. They go up against a lot of Division I competition in that matchup. And then, again, with football, Northwest and Missouri Southern, 6 o'clock is kickoff time. We'll have that broadcast beginning at 5 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day for those that can't make it down there or can just take their phones along and follow along that way as well.
Yeah, always, you know, pop the earbuds in and listen to the game while you're watching the game, right? That's the way to do it.
That's right. Again, we'll be there on a Saturday with all the action there in Northwest and Missouri Southern. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout from Carson's in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information is available at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on locations is online at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville as we wrap things up for this show this evening on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. Again, don't forget, coming up on Saturday, it's Bearcat football, Northwest and Missouri Southern. Air times at 5 o'clock with Bearcat game day before the 6 o'clock kickoff again from Joplin. Thanks to everyone involved with the program, Matt Trenton, also Amy Worth, the head coach of the Northwest volleyball team, Bearcat head coach Rich Wright, and the defensive line from the Bearcats for being with us on this evening's show. We'll be right with you again next week, next Thursday night, live from Carson's, beginning at 6 o'clock. So long from Carson's.